Welcome to the stage, head coach Dan Da Silva.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
All right, so your first season unfortunately comes to an end a lot earlier than you'd like to have, but I think you have to be pretty proud of what you were able to accomplish throughout this season.
Yeah, obviously. It sucks right now. It stings. Nobody had getting swept as an option for us in our room, but that's a good hockey team that we lost to there. You know, they have a championship pedigree, and I think they're going to go a long way here in the playoffs. So it was a really good test for us, a good example of what it takes to win, what kind of team you have to be. And so, you know, this year was supposed to be a rebuild year. But we learned what it takes to win hockey games, how you have to compete. But as a coach, you know, in my first year, you know, the team worked. And as a coach, I think all you can expect out of your team is that they show up and they work every day. They compete. They commit to getting better as individuals and as a team. And they exceed expectations. And that's what these guys did. So I'm very, very proud, very happy with the season in general.
Talk about your veteran guys who were played their last game, Ben Saunderson and Graydon Siepen.
Yeah, it's tough. So like Seeps, I mean, they both are going to have bright futures ahead of them. They're great hockey players and great people. You know, Sondy's a tough one for me. He was here from day one for me, and we got extremely close when I was working with the D the last couple of seasons. And so I'll miss seeing him around the rink every single day. I think that he deserves a lot of the credit in terms of how we were able to exceed expectations this year and not just, you know, allow ourselves to be a bottom of the standings type of team. He's the one in the room every day with the guys carrying the message and going out and leading by example. And so I hope that some of their younger guys were able to take some stuff off of him, because he's an exceptional leader, an exceptional human being, and he's going to, whatever he does after hockey, he'll be great at it.
Siepen, you mentioned him. Go ahead, John.
I was just going to ask about, you know, in your first season as the head coach, how do relationships with the players change? Because you went from, and I'm thinking good cop, bad cop, but that's just some of the coaches I had. As an assistant coach, maybe there's a little bit more loosey-goosey. You can have a little more fun or interact with the players on a more informal level. As head coach, you know, the buck stops with you. So does the relationship change a little bit, or does it stay the same?
I would say that the relationships just like stay the same. Like I only know one way, and that's just being myself. I go in the room and I treat the guys the same way as I always did. It's just like, you know, the times where as a head coach you need to crack the whip a little bit. I think the guys still respected the way I did that, and I always try to do it from a pace of caring and improvement and doing what's best for the team. And I think that at the end of the day, as long as you still have those positive relationships and there's back and forth, there's communication there, when it comes time to be a little firmer, a little meaner, they understand and they see your points. And as long as it's explained to them and they understand what they're doing wrong, I think that they'll respect you for that. So I love coming to the rink every day. I love being around these guys. My relationship with them will never change. It's how I want to be. It's how I want to coach. And I think that they buy in and they feel comfortable in their surrounding like that.
It reminds me, I forget what day it was. I was getting practice. I think it was before the Prince Albert weekend, and you guys were hammering on, you know, some details. But then it was funny, just as you're kind of mentioning, you're obviously there to be the head coach, but you're also still their buddy. They're still, you know, a relationship. And so somebody said something, and the whole team just broke out in laughter. And I thought, uh-oh. And again, in my head, I'm thinking someone's going to scream at you. But
yeah.
No, you were the coach, and you shared in the laugh with the guys, and you could just see everybody loosen up and get back to work. And it was just a real interesting thing to see, and a kind of a mentality on the ice, because I'm so used to it being serious, no smiles, no friends. But to have a share a laugh was really unique, and I think, again, a feather in the cap for a coach.
Yeah, and I think that's something that we encourage here, right? We encourage guys to be themselves, to bring their personalities. We feel that we're very fortunate to do what we do, to play hockey, come to the rink every single day and be around 25 of your friends every single day. And yeah, it's a special thing. So it's a special group. You know, you have to find the balance between when it's time to have fun and it's time to work. And I think that we toe that line, and sometimes it's my job as a coach and we're having too much fun and it's time to work that we need to focus. But we enjoy having fun and we enjoy getting to do this every single day.
Just a quick thought about the game itself. 16 minor penalties. It was intense. It was a knock-em-down, drag-em-out type of a battle, more so than any previous game in the series, which I guess is a testament to your team's character and your desire and will to try and win.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the game... We don't really see games like that, you know, in the playoffs, especially some of the calls. It doesn't matter. I can't complain about the referees now. It's a game's over. It is what it is. I thought some of those calls early were soft and for a playoff game, but it is what it is. I don't want to get in trouble or find anything.
No, that's
so
right.
It was, it was a good game. I thought that our guys played really well. They gave everything they have. And again, like, what else can you ask for as a group? You know, it's maybe some bad luck up against a really strong team, but they emptied the tank. They literally gave everything they have, and they have been all season long. And I'm just proud of the effort, the way they work and compete.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it all season long for you coming up and chatting.
Hold on.
Yes.
So I finally got my first beer up here. My dad had to buy it for me. Where's your guys'? Let's go.
We don't get those anymore, unfortunately.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Dan DeSilva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades.